A West Australian Nobel laureate, Professor Barry Marshall, is tracing the migration patterns of prehistoric humankind by tracking the evolution of stomach bacteria. Professor Marshall was one of two Perth researchers awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2005 for proving that stomach ulcers are caused by bacteria. Now, Professor Marshall and another colleague are analysing the DNA of that bug to work out when different groups of people moved around the Pacific. David Webber reports.
Professor Barry Marshall says the bacteria named Helicobacter pylori split into two groups. One form is found in people in New Guinea and Australia. The other is found in South Pacific Islanders. Professor Marshall says bacteria was and is tribal.
Whatever Helicobacter we have in our stomach, we probably caught it from someone else in our family, and they caught it from maybe their mother or their family. And so the type that you have is an indicator of where you came from. For instance, if you came from India and you're living in Perth, you would carry an Indian strain, and maybe your children would carry a strain from India. Extrapolating along those lines, you can use the identification of these strains by their DNA to indicate where your origins are.
Will it be able to tell us something different about the way that humans spread around the world, or will it be able to allow us to make more precise calculations as to when people moved around the world?
Well, some people think it could be more precise because the human DNA studies are based on mitochondrial DNA, which you inherit from your mother. And there are only 37 genes in a mitochondria, whereas if you study the Helicobacter, there's more than 1,000 genes in Helicobacter, so you should be able to get much more accurate timing ultimately.
The work that's been done by Professor Marshall and his colleague Dr. Helen Windsor supplements research conducted at the Max Planck Institute for Infection Biology. The results came about by accident. Professor Marshall says they were investigating why Aboriginal people didn't have the problems with stomach ulcers that the white population did.
We thought maybe they didn't have those bacteria in the stomach. And so we were proved wrong, because when we did do the surveys, we found that the bacteria are also quite common in Aboriginal people. So then we're scratching our heads and saying, well, why is that? Are the bacteria different or are the people different? And both things are true, in fact. Most Aboriginal people had European strains of Helicobacter, but about a quarter of them had these slightly different strains. And when we showed them to the experts at Max Planck, who had this computer program to analyse them, they said, hey, they look very much like some of the strains that we have been getting from the highlands of New Guinea.
The Nobel laureate, Professor Barry Marshall, speaking to David Webber.